You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The family of Rohit Vermula, who died by suicide in 2016, has announced they will challenge the Telangana police's closure report in the case. According to reports, Vermula's family will file a petition in court to seek further investigation. Vermula's brother Raja Vermula said that the Telangana High Court gave them the option to file a protest petition in the lower court. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Khadge on Friday attacked Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the latter's jibe at Rahul Gandhi that he ran away from Amethi, saying BJP stalwarts L.K. Advani and Atal Bihari Vajpayee had contested the Lok Sabha elections from two seats. Khadge pointed out that in the 2014 general elections, PM Modi had himself contested the polls from two seats. Former Karnataka minister and JDS leader H.D. Revanna has now been slapped with the charge of kidnapping in connection with the ongoing controversy over the obscene video case. This comes after the woman's son filed a complaint alleging that his mother was abducted and sexually abused. The Hardik Pandya-led Mumbai Indians on Friday was bundled for just 145 runs in 18.5 overs in their chase of 170 on the two-paced Vankhede track as Kolkata registered their first ever IPL win at the venue in 12 years. While the result took KKR close to another playoff qualification, for MI, their fate lies in mathematical chances. Looking back at the defeat, Hardik reckoned that lack of partnerships cost Mumbai the game. Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who is receiving acclaim for his latest offering, the new Netflix series Heermandi, The Diamond Bazaar, opened up about creating the show, set in pre-independence Punjab, which is in modern-day Pakistan. He also said how he felt a lot of love coming from Pakistan.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.